thanks for joining me today, Ken.
No worries. Thanks, Jen.
So what's the situation in Manham at the moment? What's concerning the community?
Probably number one is the lack of time that an ambulance comes to any emergency situation. It's been known that sometimes an ambulance doesn't even turn up, and in any other emergency situation, I'm not too sure whether the ambulance gets lost or it's got to come from Murray Bridge or Mount Pleasant.
So that's a bit of a drive, at least, what, half an hour?
A good over half hour to get to the emergency situation. Sometimes it's been known as a single responder where one ambulance driver turns up and he hasn't got an attendant with him just to get to the scene, but then they've got to get another ambulance to come to the same place.
Oh, where there should have just been two people.
If it should have been two people on vehicle, but because the shortage of the volunteers at that time means that they send a single responder, one person on the ambulance. The other thing is regards when the ambulance has arrived, they might just send a normal ambulance crew, but then they decide, oh, for this case, we need a paramedic. So therefore, you've got to wait around for the paramedic to come. So again, it's a bit longer hold up.
Right. And are a lot of these people volunteers?
Yes, a lot of the ones from the Manham station are all volunteers. Now, Murray Bridge is a paid staff. And what we would like, which I don't know if we can ever get it, is the station to become a paid staff station instead of a volunteer station. And that means that would be manned 24 hours a day.
Is it shut at the moment?
On various days, it's shut.
Right.
And
so it's kind of inconsistent.
It's inconsistent. Sometimes when something happens, that means the ambulance has either got to come from Murray Bridge or Mount Pleasant, which takes a lot longer to come, especially if it's in a cardiac arrest situation.
It seems to be an increasingly bigger problem as the years progressed. Would you say that's the case? Because there's been a lot of cases of ramping that we're seeing across the whole state.
Yeah, it's actually not only probably here at Manham, throughout Adelaide, got that ramping going on. I can't really kind of blame SA Ambulance. It's probably more to the government side. They haven't got the finance to do what we've got to do.
So you took this on about 6 months ago, someone who's worked as an ambulance officer for your whole career and now a volunteer. Tell us a little bit more about how you came to be the community advocate for this issue.
I actually, when I retired as an ambulance officer, that was in 2017, I started doing some community talks at the Manham Club, mixing with a lot of the community people. They all come to me and just come to these different stories. So it was said, well, what can we do? So that's when I decided that I would get this petition going with 120 signatures at the moment and see what we can work out to fix the problem.
So what are you calling for?
We would like a better ambulance cover throughout Manham and throughout the surrounding townships. Also, we'll probably see if we can organise a real good training program.
And you've written to quite a few members of Parliament, haven't you? Have you had much of a response?
No, I've actually written to a lot of the MPs around Manham and Mount Barker, and so far I haven't had no response back from any of the MPs.
But the member for Mayo wrote back, didn't she?
Yes, it was Rebecca Sharkey. And when she got back to me, she then sent the letter to the Honourable Member Stephen Wade, but still haven't got no reply back.
Yeah. Adrian Petterick, the member for Habbond, hasn't responded?
No, he hasn't responded back just yet.
Thanks so much for your time today, Ken.
No worries. Thank you, Jen.